Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You're the first person I thought of. I thought, oh my God, nobody has taken a hit like you guys have, right? I mean, or are there other production companies like yours nationwide that have felt this as well?
Well, let's just say that there's very few remaining independent promoters left in this country, but we are the poster child for what Live Nation has done with their monopoly power.
Yeah. So you start Jam Productions with $12,000 in 1972. Well, about 1971. You put Fleetwood Mac in front of 10,000 people in Minneapolis in 72. And then you couldn't go to a show at the Park West or the Aragon or anywhere that it wasn't a Jam production. And I know you testified before Congress in, what, 2009?
And 2023 as well.
Right. And in 2009, was it the Springsteen fans? And then in 2023, it was the Swifties?
Yeah. And in 2009, it was before the merger. And I was there to testify as to what would happen if those, if Ticketmaster and Live Nation were merged.
And is it true that you went from producing an enormous amount of shows to producing one in 2015 after this merger, which we now know is a monopoly?
Well, it's certainly a monopoly, but no, we used to average producing 100 arena shows a year, and now we're down to a handful, and that's what they've done with their monopoly power. They're able to buy tours and overpay to get the talent to keep them from promoters like us.
Yeah, but you persevered, Jerry. You're still hanging in there, which I love. What has it been, 5 decades? So what did you, how did you react yesterday when you saw this? Because as a person who buys a lot of concert tickets, when they said, oh, they're only responsible for overcharging by $1.72, I had a lot of four-letter words that I screamed off the microphone.
Well, it was a good first step. There are still many hurdles that have to be overcome. For instance, the judge still has to make some decisions on some arguments that he left for after the verdict came in. So he's got to do that, and then they have to get to the remedy phase and figure out how do they try and control this beast that they call Live Nation.
So last year, Live Nation generated $21 billion and controlled, well, about 83% of its total revenue for the year, they said. But they not only control ticketing, they own the venues. Like you said, they buy the artists, manage the tours. What do you think would be a fair remedy?
Well, they've got three companies. They've got the concert company, they've got the ticketing company, which is Ticketmaster, and they have a sponsorship division. They typically, almost every year, lose money presenting the concerts to keep their monopoly, but make it all in ticketing and sponsorship. So the only way to level the playing field is to break the company apart by making them divest of Ticketmaster, making them get rid of their amphitheaters, they also have to divest their theaters because they're buying and building a number of mid-sized theaters, and they also have to get rid of the management company. And that model that I just recited to you is the same thing that the government did when they broke up the movie studios in the late 40s.
In the late 40s, and yet history repeated itself except with the music business.
Correct, except it was even more powerful now than it was back with MGM and Paramount.
And what do artists say to you, artists that you've had lifelong relationships with that have no option but to go the Live Nation route, when I'm guessing there are quite a few who would rather be doing business with Jam Productions?
That's correct. There are plenty of artists that would rather be working with Jam, but the money that Live Nation puts on the table is so enormous that they can't do it. They just, you know, it's Live Nation's paying them, overpaying them, and that's to our detriment. And they can overpay them because they've got the ticketing and they've got the sponsorship.
Right. So when I buy two concert tickets and my my fees might total $125. That money, does it go to the artist, or is that, you know, Ticketmaster, Live Nation's bottom line? My guess is it's going to them.
It goes a lot of it goes to Ticketmaster and Live Nation. That's how they make their money. Yes.
And so, did you feel defeated that you you went to the Hill, you told Congress your story, and they did nothing about it the first go around? Maybe they listened a bit the second go around. It's taken a long time. Do you have a hope that they'll do something that would benefit Jam Productions in Chicago?
Well, I hope that there is a, you know, I hope they level the playing field, but it's not just Jam Productions. It's the consumer, and the consumer would see lower ticket prices, because right now we put an offer in, Live Nation always beats it, which means when they increase the offer over ours, that means the consumer is paying more for that ticket. And Live Nation doesn't care about what the consumer really pays for that ticket as much as we do. And so we try and come in with what we think is a reasonable ticket price for the consumer to pay. And they always seem to beat us, because they're putting a larger money or a guarantee out to the artist, which means the consumer pays more. And that happens all the time.
Absolutely. How many shows are you doing this year?
We do, you know, about 500 or 600. We used to be at about 1,000. So we're down, but that's because we can't compete. And if the playing field's level, then we'll be able to get back to our 1,000 or more shows. But it can't under the current rules, let's just say.
And the big name shows, because I'm on your list. I go to jam shows, but some of the big artists, like landing a Bruce Springsteen, a Taylor Swift, a Beyonce, that's out of your reach now because they are, quote, I don't know if there's a better word, owned by Live Nation or forced to do business with them?
Well, that's correct. I mean, whether it's Rush or Motley Crue or Kiss or any of those, we don't see them very often. Thankfully, there is some loyalty with Bruce Springsteen, who still plays for us, or Eric Clapton, who still plays for us, or AC/DC. But that list is very little. Like I said, we're lucky if we produce a handful of arena shows in a year. So, yeah, it's awful.
Well, I hope that this shakes out so it benefits me as a consumer and a music fan, and you as the founder of Jam Productions. We wish you well, Jerry. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa. So good to hear your voice.
Oh, always great to hear from you. That's Jerry Michelson, co-founder of Jam Productions. I mean, I know you've been to a bazillion of his shows, and it just, I don't know, it just, there's something about a jam production show.
Yeah, they used to be synonymous with live, and they are synonymous with live music in Chicago.
In Chicago, they're homegrown.